Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. It feels like it's been forever since I've been here. I missed last week. So,
well, you know, I kind of thought that you missed last week because Monday was a holiday and then you're supposed to come in on Tuesdays and I kind of threw everything off. And I was like, he'll show up on Wednesday thinking it's Tuesday. But you're busy. You're a busy guy.
It got crazy last week. It was just one of those. And I thought, well, maybe I'll get there on Thursday. No, that didn't happen either. So here we are.
That's all right. It's okay. No big deal, because there's a lot going on in the community. And you know what? One of the biggest things that I absolutely love about the Carbon County Sheriff's Department is the fact that you guys are constantly keeping the community informed, letting them know what's going on. And when you see something that is going on in the community and you're getting call after call after call, the easiest way for you to keep people informed and just keep a flat, non-biased stance on things is just to let them know through Facebook.
You know, Facebook's an awesome tool. So I put two things out that I want to kind of talk about today, last week on Facebook. Westwood, as a neighborhood, is growing at a rapid rate. And the way that neighborhood was designed, it wasn't designed for the traffic volume that it's grown into now. So there's a lot of intersections in Westwood that does not have any kind of traffic control device, not a stop sign, not a yield sign, or nothing. So that the roads just kind of run into one another. There's only one posted speed limit sign that's on Westwood Boulevard. And I think there's actually two signs on there, but they're on each end of it. So it's really kind of confusing as to how to navigate that area. So I went out there with Commissioner Hopes and with Daniel Campbell, the road shop supervisor, last week, and we drove around and we looked at that to try to kind of make it a little better. And one thing that we decided that would be best is the side streets that are off of Westwood Boulevard are going to be posted at the speed limit of 15 miles an hour. So we're hoping to slow cars down there. And then there are several streets that we need to put traffic control devices in, either stop signs or yield signs or something. And they ask that we beef up our patrols out there for now, just to kind of get things rolling with the new changes that are coming. So we're going to have deputies extra patrolling that area. And they're going to start off by doing warnings for people and just make the motoring public aware that, you know, Westwood's grown more than its design was for, and we just need to be a little more cautious out there. But when I put that out, I also got a lot of complaints of other areas in the county that are have issues as well. There's some in Spring Glen, there's some out in Wellington, some in Price City. Those areas aren't going to be neglected either. We're going to still patrol those areas. We're just going to put an emphasis on Westwood for a few weeks, and then we'll still be everywhere like we always have been. So that's one of those deals that I wanted to mention.
You know, it's really important for people to kind of understand, when you are posting something like that on Facebook, to just kind of inform the community. It's not because other areas are getting neglected. They're on the totem pole. They just might be a little bit lower. And that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, you can't do every single thing all at once. You just can't.
Yeah, and you can't be everywhere. And if you live in one of the incorporated cities, Wellington, Price, Helper, East Carbon, we work in those areas and we have good working relationships with those agencies. But you can contact them as well. I mean, you can contact the local city police or the local city planner if you're not having any results with whatever signage you feel you need on your street. That's the duty of that city to do that.
Right. And you know, it's going to take some time. It's going to take a little bit of all of our attention to be watching for these changes. And I know that, like you said, at first, you guys are going to just be issuing warnings, just saying, hey, don't forget, speed's changed now. Now this is a stop sign and it wasn't before. I mean, I still catch myself right there where you come up the top and you can turn left to go to the fairgrounds. I still catch myself realizing, oh yeah, this isn't a stop anymore. It's that street that's a stop sign. And we are creatures of habit. We just get used to things. And when they change, I mean, how long has that been changed? 5-6 years? And I still will catch myself slowing down for a stop sign, and it's not a stop sign. So you just have to be kind of patient with it.
Well, and everyday habits that you have, it takes 30 days to change an everyday habit. So yeah, those things that you do all the time, it takes time to correct that. The other post that I did was about school security, and I just kind of want to explain the sheriff's office philosophy on school security. We believe that a law enforcement presence in the school will curb any issues that could happen at the school. We're not simply just talking about the worst case scenario. We're not talking about just the active shooter. We're talking about any kind of incident that could happen at the school. We want to see law enforcement in the schools, and we've partnered with the local agencies. We have a good working relationship. We're going to work out kind of a rotation. I was talking with Chief Drolks the other day. We're going to work out a rotation in Price City to where we can try to cover all the schools with the resources that we have as often as we can. But we're not just looking for the active shooter. We're looking for anything, illegal drugs, any person that shouldn't be on the school grounds. I was actually out to Wellington Elementary last week and kind of got in the middle of it. It wasn't a big deal, but there was kind of a little dispute between parents, and we intervened and was able to solve that. So we just want to have our law enforcement there. And our belief is we want a unified approach. If there is a major incident in the school, we want to be trained to the same level that the city agencies are, so we all have the same approach. We all know what the other person's doing. We can address that problem in the most efficient manner possible. And we also want the staff and the kids that go to the school to know what to do. We want to see an assembly before we have these drills that kind of explains this is who's coming, and show what the police officers look like. These are detectives. These are SWAT members. These are uniformed officers. These are off-duty officers that may come, so that the kids know, and then have an idea of what to expect, then practice with a drill, and then follow up with another gathering or assembly to kind of talk about what worked and what didn't work. That's the level of lockdown drill that I would like to see happen. And we're working towards that. We sent Justin Needles and Ken Labrum, who's the school security guy that works for the school district, and Kerry Jensen from the school district out to Columbine in 2016 to go to some training. You know, Columbine, they had a disaster there. They had one of these incidents there, and they learned a lot from that. So we've garnered a lot of good information, and we're using evidence-based practice to come up with a good plan.
Right. So. And, you know, it's always one of those situations where, I mean, it doesn't matter what the situation might be, whether it's in your family or in a school or whatever, you always say, oh, well, that'll never happen here. Yeah. But then once it does, you wish that you would have implemented something or had some of that education out there for these kids. This is just one of those steps.
It is, and we want to be proactive, and we don't want to look at it from any single facet. We want to look at it multifaceted of any issues that could come up. And, you know, we've asked that our deputies walk through schools as often as they can, and I know the city agencies are doing the same thing. We've also asked if they're doing small reports and they're in their cars, because we have the capability to write paperwork in our cars, go park in a school parking lot and do that. So you're on the campus there, and it does two things. It gives a presence at the schools like we would like to have. It's also a good, quiet, kind of a safe environment for our officers to sit in their car and be distracted with a report for a minute.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great idea. Yeah, just in your downtime when you're just trying to get stuff done, go park at a school.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And, you know, sometimes officers get together, they go door to door and they talk about things. That's another opportunity. We've said, hey, pick a school. Go sit there and discuss whatever it is you're discussing, and just be there.
Yeah.
They're mostly centrally located anyway, and it's a good place to respond to anything else from.
Right. Well, Sheriff, as always, I really appreciate you coming by and kind of filling us in, letting us know what's going on, and giving us an insight as to some of the things that you guys are trying to implement and change throughout the kind of just law enforcement in general in the county.
Well, much appreciated. I look forward to these opportunities. And today was a long one because we missed last week.
So. Yeah, it's true. We had to double up for today. Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for swinging by. That has been another Castle Country Focus. You can find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.